Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Dáil has heard that a 77-year-old man who was taken in a serious condition to Letterkenny University Hospital waited in an ambulance for over 9 hours. Meanwhile, the number of people on a trolley at the hospital has hit a record high today. A Letterkenny woman has been disqualified from keeping animals for 5 years. The former Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty, has apologised for a tweet she published concerning Donegal deputy Pierce Doherty. And a paramedic who was assaulted in Letterkenny yesterday morning is said to still be very shaken by the incident. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, it's emerged that a 77-year-old man who was taken in a serious condition to Letterkenny University Hospital on Sunday waited in an ambulance for over 9 hours. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. It comes following a number of incidents in recent weeks where ambulances have been backed up at the hospital. Deputy McLaughlin called for the government to step in and bring an end to the current crisis within Donegal's health service.
On Sunday, a 77-year-old man was taken from his home in North Donegal by ambulance in a serious condition to Letterkenny University Hospital. He spent over 9 hours in an ambulance awaiting to be attended to. I'm sure you'd agree this is utterly unacceptable. We have a profound crisis in our health system across Donegal, from NowDoc to primary care to community hospitals to our major acute hospital at Letterkenny. It has been neglected for far too long. So, Tánaiste, will you ask the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to urgently, as we have called for repeatedly, to urgently get up to Donegal to meet with the INMO and other unions, meet with the staff of the front line, and to do everything he can to address this crisis in solidarity with the doctors, nurses and paramedics who are working in conditions that are utterly unacceptable.
I absolutely agree that a delay of that nature is not acceptable, and I don't know the details, but I certainly hope that the person affected is doing okay and that it didn't impact adversely on their health. Mr. Donnelly isn't in the Dáil today, but I'll certainly let him know that the issue was raised and ask him to contact you directly about it.
Meanwhile, the number of patients on trolleys at Letterkenny University Hospital has hit a record high. According to the latest Trolley Watch report, 61 people are waiting beds at the hospital, 25 of them on trolleys in the emergency department. That's the highest figure recorded since the INMO's Trolley Watch began. Yesterday, the INMO described overcrowding at Letterkenny University Hospital as incredibly dangerous. A Letterkenny woman has been disqualified from keeping animals for 5 years. At Letterkenny District Court yesterday, defence solicitor for Miss Chrissy McGinley of Glenwood Park, Letterkenny, entered a guilty plea on her behalf to an offence under the Animal Health and Welfare Act. It's after a male Siberian husky dog was found in what has been described as less than adequate conditions on September the 13th, 2019. The woman was also fined €200. ISPCA Senior Inspector Kevin McGinley says he was taken aback by the condition of the dog itself.
In 2019, Gardaí at Letterkenny were conducting a routine search at a local property in Letterkenny and discovered a dog living at the back of the property, which they were extremely concerned for. Gardaí contacted myself at the ISPCA and asked me to facilitate a call and an inspection on the particular dog. On arrival, Michaela, I discovered a Siberian husky, a male, living at the property in what can only be described as less than adequate conditions. The most striking part of the call was the dog's physical condition, in that its coat was extremely matted, was very, very dirty, and obviously hadn't been washed or groomed or clipped in a considerable period of time. I spoke with the owner at the property and secured the surrender of the dog by its owner to the care of the ASPCA. The dog was immediately brought to a local veterinary practice where it was brought for an examination and any necessary treatment. When the dog was inspected and examined by the vet, it was found to be underweight for a dog of his breed and of his age.
And unfortunately, we do hear of such cases time and time again, and it's disturbing that yet again you discover dogs in such conditions.
It is. It is very, very, very unfortunate. It's a sad reality of working in animal welfare that these situations do develop. We can't overemphasise the importance of responsible ownership in the first instance, making sure that people have provisions in place to make sure that their dogs are cared for in an appropriate manner to safeguard their health and their welfare. Dogs of this nature, particularly long-coated dogs, do require additional extra brushing and grooming at the regular intervals to make sure that the coats don't get matted to the extremities that we've seen in court there yesterday.
The former Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty, has apologised for a tweet she published concerning Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty. The Fine Gael Senator issued an apology today in which she says she retracts the tweet unreservedly and the allegation she made about the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. In her tweet today, Senator Regina Doherty says on the 1st of February she published a tweet concerning Deputy Pearse Doherty in which she made an allegation against him that he had encouraged others to break the law by attending the funeral of the late Bobby Storey. She finished by saying she genuinely regrets the upset caused to Deputy Doherty. Ukraine's foreign ministry claims thousands of Ukrainian children have been illegally removed from the eastern Donetsk and Luhansk regions and taken to Russia. The US embassy in Kyiv has called it kidnapping and not assistance, but there's been no response from Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also claimed abductions have been taking place as he addressed the Italian parliament through a translator.
There are several groups of Russian troops who are killing and raping and kidnapping children and torturing people and looting.
Meanwhile, 7,326 people arriving into Ireland from Ukraine have been issued with PPS numbers. Of those, 88% are women and children. As of last night, over 10,100 refugees arrived in Ireland, with the expectation that will increase to 20,000 by the end of the month. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys provided a breakdown of those who have received PPS numbers so far.
3,707, or 51% of these are women. 2,727, or 37%, are children. And 892, or 12%, are adult males. And 9% of the adults are aged 66 or over.
A paramedic who was assaulted in Letterkenny yesterday morning is said she still be very shaken by the incident. SIP2 shop steward for the National Ambulance Service in the Northwest, Cahill Gallagher, says the incident has sent shockwaves through the entire force nationally. The injured paramedic was taken to hospital for treatment following the assault on Kinner Lane at 9 a.m. A man in his 20s was arrested and has since been released pending court summonses. Mr. Gallagher says it shows the level of danger paramedics are working in.
What happened yesterday was a shock to all members of the ambulance service right across the Northwest, in fact, right across the whole country. Unfortunately, we're no strangers to assault, but it's mostly verbal assault is what we have to put up with. And when it's the physical aspect comes in, it really brings home the fact that we're working in a vulnerable environment at times. It is common, but it's still, you know, it's not acceptable. But unfortunately, when you have people that are in highly stressful situations, you know, when they're under pressure, when people are maybe suffering a crisis, a psychiatric illness, or even under the influence of drink or drugs, yeah, we have been the victims of verbal assaults. But thankfully, within the organisation, we have a group of peer support workers that will, you know, hopefully assist the staff member that has been affected by the assault. And, you know, going back to it, it's still not acceptable, but it does happen. And unfortunately, during the COVID, people seem to be under a lot more pressures and stressors, and, you know, patience and tolerance is at an all-time low.
The attack has led to calls for more protection for emergency services personnel. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who is chair of the Regional Health Forum West, says more deterrents are needed.
Our emergency service personnel need to be protected. I've been talking to people from yesterday since this news broke, and that was the thing that people were saying. they'll get a slap in the wrist when they go to court. Things need to be sorted out. Needs to be more stringent sentencing. This is people who are going about the business on a daily basis, protecting and many times saving our lives, and then they're being subjected to these attacks. And as you said, they're on the rise. Since 2018, and then the rise again in 2019, and been further increases in them years since. And it has to be stopped. So there needs to be an adequate and sufficient deterrent.
Investigations are continuing after a woman was assaulted in an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny and a man assaulted in Raphoe on St Patrick's Day. Between 11:15 and 12:15, the young man sustained injuries in an attack on McBride Street, Raphoe. Meanwhile, in the early hours of Thursday morning, between 3 and 4:10 a.m, a woman was assaulted in the Beechwood Park estate by a man who was unknown to her. Sergeant Eunan Walsh is appealing for information.
This is an assault which occurred on St Patrick's night last, the 17th of March, between 11:15 p.m. and 11:45 p.m. A young male was assaulted at location and received medical treatment for the injuries sustained. And again, fortunately, none of the injuries are life-threatening. So that's a young male assaulted on the McBride Street area of Raphoe on St Patrick's night. We appeal to anybody who was in the area around the time and who witnessed the assault or may have information to contact the Gardaí Letterkenny 07491 67100. And again, anybody who travelled on the McBride Street over that time period and who has dash cam to make the footage available to Gardaí.
And another assault, this time in Letterkenny.
Yes, this is an assault which occurred on St Patrick's morning on the Wednesday night, Thursday morning, in the Beechwood Park area of Letterkenny between 3 a.m. and 10 a.m. That had been on the Wednesday night. A young female had walked up the high road from the direction of town and Greg, she had walked into Beechwood Park estate and where she was the victim of an unprovoked assault by a male who was unknown to her. She received some injuries, but fortunately they're not of a light trait in nature. We have a good description of the male involved, who was on his own. He's described as being 5'7" to 5'8" tall, a shaved head and a beard, and his mid to late 20s or early 30s, and wore a red kind of a, what looks like a kind of a ghillie jacket that are very common at the minute, so quite distinctive jacket. So we're appealing to residents in the area or taxi drivers who have been around the Beechwood Park High Road area at the time with dash cam to make themselves available to Gardaí Letterkenny 07491 67100.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are seeking to locate the driver of a white BMW car that was observed driving dangerously between Letterkenny and Lifford on March the 7th. The car was seen in a number of areas between the Ballyrean area of Letterkenny and Lifford between 11:45 p.m. and the following morning. Sergeant Walsh says they're trying to piece together a more comprehensive picture of the vehicle's movements.
If anybody was travelling on the road between Letterkenny and Lifford and a dash cam footage, we'd appreciate it to make the footage available to Gardaí. That's a white BMW partial reg CV15, or indeed if anybody had saw the car at another location, we might be able to trace the owner.
Northern Ireland's terrorism threat level has been lowered for the first time in 12 years. MI5 has changed it from severe to substantial. Chelsea Keighley has been looking at the statement.
It means an attack is likely, but no longer highly likely. Judgments about the threat level are based on a range of factors and are kept under constant review. Secretary of State Brandon Lewis says the new ranking is a testament to the ongoing commitment to protecting the peace process since the Troubles.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with colleges soccer, and it's been a good day for St Eunan's off Letterkenny. This afternoon, they defeated Presentation College of Athenry in the Senior Boys All-Ireland semi-final after extra time. The game finished 1-0, and it took a late goal from David Boaki late in extra time to secure the 1-0 win in the match, which was played at the Ballysadare United grounds in Sligo. And that victory is now sending St Eunan's College to the Senior Boys Dr Tony O'Neill All-Ireland Football Final. There was another important schools game today as well, the Ulster Junior Final at under 17 level. St Abbey Vocational School of Donegal Town defeat Loretto Milford by 3-2 in a tie which was played at the Letterkenny Community Centre. There have been a number of fixture changes confirmed in the SSE Airtrusty Premier Division. UCD in Derry City, originally scheduled for Friday, March 11th, has now been rescheduled for Monday, April 4th, kicking off at 7:45. Also in the Premier Division, Sligo Rovers versus Shelburne, originally due to take place on Saturday, April 2nd, will now be played on Friday, April 1st at 7:45. And the Big Northwest Derby, Fun Harps against Derry City, originally scheduled for Friday, April 8th, has been put back a day and will now take place on Saturday, April 9th, with an earlier kickoff time of 5:30. Two games tonight in the Irish League Premier Division. Cliftonville can move back to within a point of the leaders Linfield if they win away to Dungannon Swifts. The other match sees bottom of the table Warren Point playing host to Coleraine. Both games start at 7:45. And in the Ulster Senior League, there's one game tonight. Bunnegy United are taking on Finn Harps Reserves. That game kicks off at the Dry Arch Park at 7:45 this evening. The FAI Under-20s will play the FAI Amateurs in a friendly representative international fixture in Dublin this evening. Coghill Celtic's Lee McColgan has been included on the amateur side for the game, which will be played out at the grounds of Home Farm in Whitehall. In Gaelic Games, Mickey Hart has extended his term as manager of Louth until 2025. The three-time All-Ireland winning manager, with his native Tyrone, had initially agreed a three-year deal along with his assistant Gavin Devlin. Louth take on Wicklow this weekend, with Hart's side on the verge of moving up to Division 2, which would make it back-to-back promotions since he took charge of the wee county. Hart's original deal was to end in 2023, but all parties were welcoming to a two-year extension. Tipperary have suffered a major blow ahead of this year's Munster Hurling Championship. Seamus Calnan has confirmed that he broke a bone in his hand during a training session on Friday. The 2019 Hurler of the Year believes Tip's first two matches of the championship against Waterford and Clare may come too soon for his return. The Donegal Motor Club say this year's dual Donegal International Rally is in the advanced stages of planning. Under COVID restrictions, the Donegal Rally did not run in 2020 or 2021. It's an important year for the rally as it celebrates its 50th anniversary of the first running of this classic. The club will announce a number of exciting events in the coming weeks to mark the occasion. Competitors will take on around 300 kilometres over 3 days in June, with a ceremonial start to be held on Thursday the 16th, with the first of the 14 stages taking place on Friday afternoon. And finally in rugby, Luke Marshall looks set to make a first appearance for Ulster since November. He's been included in the travelling party for the games with the Stormers and the Bulls. Marshall has been out with a knee injury. Dan McFarland has been allowed to add his international contingent for the trip to South Africa. And that's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is being asked to designate Ballybofey and Stranorlar for a pilot project on dealing with derelict properties. A new government scheme has been announced, with Councillor Patrick McGowan saying he believes the council should apply, particularly as GeoDirectory has identified the area as having the highest level of dereliction in the country. He says with most demand on the social housing list for smaller homes, there's scope for accommodation projects as well as commercial ventures.
Most of the waiting list that we have now for housing, if it's social housing or private housing, is for smaller family units. There's an opportunity now for townhouses to be built, maybe two up, two down or whatever, and nice developments and town centres.
One of the key issues in any discussion on dereliction is going to be property ownership. Is it widely known who owns the various properties in these parts of Ballybofey, Stranorlar that you believe could be used in a pilot project, or is establishing ownership and taking possession of buildings going to be a problem?
No, I think from over the years been involved with Tidy Towns and things like that, and speaking to a lot of property owners, there's been different issues there. They hadn't got the money to do them up. There were family legacies, or the planning conditions were that strict that it was just impossible. It was too costly and wasn't suitable. This new scheme cuts through a lot of that. It allows now for them to be turned into housing where the big demand is, and commercial if they wish to be. So the government now has also got the power of CPO that they can go on. If there's a dispute among families that's been on for decades or centuries or whatever, they can go on now and buy it. They can work with developers, they can work with the property owners or they can simply go on and CPO it, and if they can get a number of adults together, and there has been good examples done down the country, and I would ask that Balla Buffet would be piloted for this occasion to take it out, and if it works there, obviously it will work in the other towns that we see, unfortunately, throughout the county, especially on the main streets. And there's a great, it's a 1-1 that we urgently need houses. The policy of the government and the funding is there, so we need to get on.
Police in Strabane are investigating the theft of a lorry containing machinery which was later found in Donegal. A blue DAF lorry containing a JCB telehandler, micro digger and micro dumper was reported stolen from a premises on Dock Street on March 18th. However, it's believed the theft occurred at around 9:30 on March the 16th. The lorry has since been recovered after it was located in County Donegal. Inspector Ken McDermott says the machinery, which is of significant value, has yet to be located. He says at the time of the theft, Strabane Town Centre would have been busy with people attending a fun fair. He's appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time and noticed anything out of the ordinary, or who believes they saw the lorry being taken, to contact them on 101. Storage is critical to making the electric system work. That's according to Airgrid. Representatives from the body were before the Oireachtas Climate Action Committee earlier, speaking about electricity supply. Its CEO, Mark Foley, says there are significant risks and challenges ahead due to the war in Ukraine and Ireland's reliance on fossil fuels. He said hitting 2030 renewable energy targets is reliant on one thing.
We think storage is critical to making the system work by 2030. We've put forward proposals around market changes to support the investability of new technologies, and we believe it is really, really important that the regulator comes up with proposals that incentivise the deployment of technology on the system to allow to achieve our goals.
Gardaí are appealing for information relating to two burglaries in Donegal last week. A vacant building in Tubber Keen Dunlow was entered between 9 o'clock on Thursday, March the 17th and 6 a.m. the following morning. Damage was caused to light switches, furniture and a window smashed. However, nothing is believed to have been stolen from the property. In Bundoran, the side door of a holiday home at St Bridget's Terrace was damaged and entry gained between Tuesday and Thursday last. A small sum of money was stolen from the property. Gardaí are asking anyone with information relating to the incidents to contact them. With an eye mostly dry with hazy sunshine and the odd light shower in a southerly breeze. Lowest temperatures tonight of 3 or 4 degrees. And the closing headlines, it's emerged that a 77-year-old man who was taken in a serious condition to Letterkenny University Hospital on Sunday waited in an ambulance for over 9 hours. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Padraic McLaughlin. Well, the number of patients on trolleys at Letterkenny University Hospital has hit a record high. According to the latest Trolley Watch report, 61 people were waiting on beds at the hospital this morning, 25 of them on trolleys in the emergency department. A Letterkenny woman has been disqualified for keeping animals for 5 years. At Letterkenny District Court yesterday, defence solicitor for Miss Chrissy McGinley of Glenwood Park, Letterkenny, entered a guilty plea on her behalf to an offence under the Animal Health and Welfare Act. And the former Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty, has apologised for a tweet she published concerning Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty. The Fine Gael senator issued an apology today in which she says she retracts the tweet unreservedly and the allegations she made about the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, March the 22nd. The death has taken place of James Doran, formerly of Carrigans. James's remains are reposing at Trinity Court with family time placed from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, arriving at St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnston, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Bridget McBride, née Coyle, Cherhoman, Milford. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening, with rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Columba's Church Mass Mount, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on St. Mary's Fanavoldi and St. Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association or ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, Care Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Catherine Logue, née Ivers, Greenbank, Quigley's Point. Her remains are reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home, Burnfoot, with removal at 5:30 this evening, going to the Sacred Heart Church Moff, arriving at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Pat Hamilton, late of 9 New Street, Clady. His remains will repose at Quigley's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon from 4:30, with removal at 5:30 to St. Columba's Church, Dunleyloop. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Kathleen K. Kemp, née McLaughlin, 5 Seacrest Shore Road, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, with viewing from 3 until 5 o'clock and 6 until 8 o'clock today and tomorrow. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20, going to St. Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.